In the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, a company wants to build a sulfide mine that would boost the area's struggling economy. Environmentalists say the mine's toxic runoff would contaminate pristine local waters, kill off wildlife, and harm tourism. The final decision rests with state officials, and they're sending out mixed signals. Nicole Walton of member station WNMU has the story.
Among patches of dense woods and broad fields in northern Marquette County, Cynthia Pryor crunches through more than a foot of glittering snow. This is Michigan's UP, a swath of land larger than the state of Maryland, but with only about 317,000 people. Pryor heads the Yellow Dog Watershed Preserve, which, among other things, looks out for the rare coaster brook trout.
These guys are like 2 feet. 24 to 32 inches, but they go out into Lake Superior and they come back. And this is the last naturally producing native habitat.
But right next to the river is the site where Utah-based Kennecott Minerals Company wants to construct a sulfide mine. Kennecott officials say 4 million tons of nickel and copper embedded in sulfur ore could be mined over a 7 or 8 year period. But there's a hitch. When exposed to air and water, sulfide minerals can produce sulfuric acid, which can poison watersheds. Life in the Upper Peninsula has been linked to mining for more than a century, but miners here have mostly dug out iron ore used to produce steel. This is the first time UP residents have been approached with a plan to open a sulfide mine.
The contamination can last a very, very long time. There are mines from Roman times that are still producing acid mine drainage.
Ann Maist is a geochemist with Stratus Consulting in Boulder, Colorado. She's co-author of a recent report looking at the predictions mining companies make about how water quality will be affected by their operations. Maist says while it's premature to predict how the proposed sulfide mine would affect the environment, mines that don't pollute nearby water sources are hard to come by.
We have found one mine, and only one mine, that fits into that category. The reason for that is that you're moving a lot of material and you're breaking it up into small pieces and then exposing it to water and air. And this just leaches metals and other contaminants into water.
John Cherry is the manager of the project. He says Kennecott would create a system where all the water that's used would undergo a stringent cleaning process before being discharged.
All of the rocks get placed on a double line system with a leak detection system and a cover over the top of it. And any water that comes in contact with that rock, we collect that water and we'll run it through a water treatment plant.
Cherry says treated wastewater will be piped underground, and he thinks the area will be completely safe.
I'm an environmental engineer by training, and I think it says a lot for a mining company that would send an environmental engineer to come and design and build a mine as opposed to a traditional mining engineer. And I wouldn't be here working on this if I personally didn't believe that that we could do it.
Aside from potential pollution, local citizens are also concerned about how mine activities will affect their way of life. Big Bay is near the proposed mine site, and the town relies heavily on tourism. Bill Konjorski owns an outdoor gear and clothing store in the center of town. Standing next to large tanks of live bait, Konjorski says he's concerned that increased mine-related traffic on the main road into town will scare away hunters, anglers, and campers, the foundation of the local economy.
Once they get here, a lot of people comment that Big Bay doesn't change much. I think most everybody who comes to town who's been here before will notice that there's a difference on the highway, that there's these tandem trucks that are either slowing traffic down or making the road look smaller or less aesthetic.
Kennecott says it would invest up to $150 million in the mine and create roughly 120 jobs. Marquette County officials estimate the mine would double the county's tax base. The state gave preliminary approval to the project in January, but withdrew it last week after reports criticizing the mine came to light. Environmental groups are crying cover-up, but state officials insist omitting the critical reports was simply an administrative error. Public hearings scheduled for this week have now been canceled. It's another chapter in the long fight between some UP residents concerned about economic stability and those focusing primarily on protecting the natural beauty of this area. For NPR News, I'm Nicole Walton in Marquette, Michigan.